one of the most unwieldy titles of a show ever. Untitled web series about a space traveler who can also travel in time. But the name of the show is drenched in almost as much history as the show it's a spoof of, Doctor Who. Co-writer and star Travis Ritchie had originally been cast as the character of Inspector Spacetime, an homage-slash-parody of Doctor Who, for a small bit in the sitcom Community. During the filming of his episode, he started discussing the idea of networks doing supplemental content, like web-based episodes for The Office and Heroes. He contacted his writing partner, and the two decided to come up with similar content surrounding the character of Inspector Spacetime. He went through the proper channels of submitting the script and heard nothing.
And so I was going to be a guest at Gallifrey One, which was a Doctor Who, the world's largest fan-run Doctor Who convention. And I decided to do something special for that, which was do a script reading for the first episode of our web series. So we had the cast there and read it live and basically say, you know, to fans, I said, if you guys want this badly enough, fund it and we'll know it's worth making. And I made it very clear that we weren't connected, you know, we weren't doing it officially or anything like that. And they did. The news exploded after Gallifrey 1 on the internet that we were working on an Inspector Spacetime web series. And we managed to raise $25,000, and our goal was $20,000. And it was about halfway through that funding that I got a call from a Sony lawyer. Just one phone call. It wasn't a cease and desist order. It wasn't anything. Just one call where she said, you know, you need to shut this project down. And I told her, basically, no, I don't, because everything in the web series was completely original except for the title and the look of the main character. And I'd done a lot of research, you know, before embarking on this mission, and you can't copyright a title, and nobody had a trademark. Nobody had bothered to trademark Inspector Spacetime. And as far as the look of the character, that bowler hat and trench coat look, you can't copyright either because it's seen unfair, I believe is what it's called. It's just stuff that appears in everyday life. You can't copyright a telephone, you know? But I said, you know, I don't want to fight with you guys because Community is one of my favorite shows. I said, look, you know, if I have to, I will change the title and the look of the main character, everything else being original. But you have to know if I do these things, I'm going to have to tell these people who are giving us their money why I'm making these changes. And, I mean, you know they're not going to be mad at me, Sony. You know, they're going to be mad at the big company trying, you know, not giving the fans what they want. Basically, she said, we don't care. So I did. I made that change and I made, you know, I told people why. And sure enough, there was this backlash against Sony for, you know, not letting us make it, Inspector Spacetime. And so we titled it Untitled Web Series About a Space Traveler Who Can Also Travel Through Time.
Season 1 was enough of a success to prompt Ritchie to go for a second season, but with some lessons learned from Season 1. Full disclosure, I donated $50 towards the second Kickstarter campaign.
When we were doing it ourselves, we knew we wanted to tell a bigger story. With Season 1, we were constrained by time and budget. We were also writing it to be very cheap, you know, to be more appealing to them. But with Season 2, we were like, okay, we have this story that we want to tell. Our biggest complaint for Season 1 was the episodes are too short, which is a great complaint to get, and we agreed. But we are going to now take Season 2 instead of 20 minutes for the whole thing put together. Season 2 is about 60 minutes.
Season 2 also will be bigger in names as well. Sci-fi favorites Robert Picardo and Chase Masterson are set for guest starring roles, and The Big Bang Theory's Mayim Bialik is also a voice. Ritchie already had a history with producing content for the web before launching Untitled Web Series, and has faith that the medium is only going to get better.
The reason that web series are so important, or web television as I like to call it, is that the barrier for entry is so low. There is zero reason why you can't, as an actor or a writer or a director, make content for yourself. If you need to act, then act. And if you need to write and you need to get your stuff seen, produce it yourself because you can do it for relatively cheap. We are creative people and we need to be creative. And if you wait for a studio to buy your script or a TV show to greenlight your project or a network to, you know, to put you on the air, you'll be waiting for the rest of your life. You need to just do it. And so that's what we did.
You can catch Untitled Web Series About a Space Traveler Who Can Also Travel Through Time through the website theinspector.tv, as well as searching for Travis on YouTube. This is Angie Fiedler-Sutton, Annenberg Radio News.